From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
Okay, a number of social media companies that appeared before the Oireachtas Committee on Children and Equality have denied their platforms are addictive. Meanwhile, the Minister for Communications, Patrick O'Donovan, has said Ireland will go it alone if there is no EU deal over a ban on social media or age verification on social media for under 16s. In a few moments, we'll talk to Fine Gael MEP Regina Doherty about the age verification story. But first off, we're joined by Rory O'Murray, who's Sinn Féin TD for Loud and member of that Children and Equality Committee. Rory, what were the main points made by the social media companies today?
I suppose their main points is that they're doing absolutely everything from their point of view, and they'll talk about user-reported content and how quickly it was removed and the fact that they're using artificial intelligence to ensure in some cases this doesn't go up. Now, I will say that is what they say,
yeah,
and that flies in the face of even some of, let's say, the younger people we had in front of the committee are here, people we've all spoken to, even, you know, what you've seen yourself online from time to time. You can't exactly say that they've been absolutely comprehensive in ensuring there is no disinformation, misinformation, or downright, you know, the, you know, material that shouldn't be up there. And particularly, like, we've heard from many people who've seen non-consensual intimate imagery of themselves shared, whether that's actual imagery or something that was doctored through artificial intelligence. Now, I wouldn't expect them to say any different. It's no more than them saying TikTok and Facebook are not addictive, are not addictive by design, even though there are already preliminary findings. We've had court cases taken against Meta. I think TikTok had already paid out previously. And as I said, the preliminary finding by the European Union, by the EU Commission, is the fact that TikTok is addictive. And anybody who's ever been on TikTok and flicked and suddenly lost 20, 30 minutes, possibly an hour or more, will realize just how addictive it is. And that's all well and good when you're an adult. But when you're a child, it's a different kettle of fish. And also, we had this over and back in relation to age verification and how complex an issue it is and how difficult it is. And I can accept some of that. And we might have had a minor bun fight, let's say, between Google, you know, who themselves and Apple obviously provide, you know, app stores and Google Play. And the idea that the age verification could be there. And then it was, it doesn't even matter, an analogy in relation to buying drink. You don't get stopped at the beginning, at the front of the shopping centre. You get stopped where you're actually buying the alcohol. Right. And that's all well and good, but none of that answers the necessity from a point of view of age verification isn't really happening to the degree we'd like, even for the protections that they put in that are not sufficient in relation to their own platforms, whether we're talking about Snapchat, whether we're talking about Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever about what they have in for, let's say, their teenage users. The fact is, an awful lot of teenage users are in under their own or somebody else's email address.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are in as over 18. And see, their checks aren't going to work. And the biggest issue is the recommender algorithms that run on these outfits are about sending you content that will keep you engaged. And in some cases, that's not necessarily helpful stuff or good.
No,
and
that is
rage,
true.
Rage runs, as we know.
I just kind of flicking through the various comments of the spokespeople for the various companies. Meta's Dulto Brin said, we fundamentally changed the approach for how teenagers use our services. This includes the use of teen accounts that restrict what type of content appears on a feed, additional steps for parents for limiting material further. Freddie Cook from Snapchat's parent company Snap said, real value in stronger age appropriate design requirements and robust oversight of how platforms mitigate the higher risk of harms, and that outlined the steps Snapchat takes to make it hard for strangers to find and contact teens. And maybe one last one, head of policy at public policy at TikTok Ireland, Susan Moss, outlined the safety settings it rolled out for young people, and talking about how they liaise with parents and so on as well. Were you in any way persuaded, Rory, by what you heard from the social media companies?
Which are even before we went in, we've all heard about dark patterns, probably not a term a lot of us understood, but we got the idea of even where somebody wants to deal with their settings for it to be less harmful, to ensure that they're not being manipulated by the material that they see, and that that is just made to be as difficult as possible, because I cannot get away from it. And I stated this in the meeting, their business model is based on keeping you online. And to a degree, they don't particularly care what keeps you online. I welcome the fact of these teen accounts and attempts to change, let's say, the material that they see, and there to be a greater level of protections. I'm not sure that that's protecting the majority of young people who are online, in the sense, because we're nowhere next to near sorting out that age verification issue. But even at that, can I take them at their word, or do I take the word of some of the in previous committee meetings where we've had young people in who have spoken about themselves or others that they know that have been contacted, had material sent to them that shouldn't have been sent to them, and even in relation to some of the material that they have seen. And look, we've all seen it in relation to recommender settings. You know, from time to time when something big happens, let's say the Dublin riots or whatever else, and you actually went on to TikTok or Facebook or whatever else, and you put in looking to see some of these videos and what exactly it was, you know that your feed suddenly became absolute, I don't know what you could call it, nothing other than dirt, disinformation, misinformation, and they have given a forum to every idiot going. And in some cases, you'd like to think we have some capacity, you know, to critically analyse that. And okay, I think there is a body of work that needs to be done to give people this sort of filter. But the fact is, see until they're taking the book properly, which you've seen in America, where there have been threats of from Commissioner Mann and, you know, the European Commission through the Digital Services Act. But we'd actually need to see that. And that really means big fines, and it means that they can't get away with what they're doing. Okay. At the minute, this is the Wild West, and children are being exposed to stuff they shouldn't be exposed to. And this is very dangerous. And I would also say it is not good for an awful lot of adults. We have seen people that have gone down rabbit holes, and I have no doubt that into the future, we will look back and say this was madness that this was ever allowed.
Okay, Rory O'Murray, Sinn Féin TD for Loud, member of that committee. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Regina Doherty, Fine Gael MEP for Dublin. Your former ministerial colleague, Patrick O'Donovan, says that Ireland will go it alone if there's no EU deal on age verification on social media for under 16s. Do you think he's right?
Hi, Shane. Well, actually, I think the EU has already acted on age verification, and every single member state has been mandated to have a capacity within a digital wallet, which has to go live by the end of 2026. And Ireland is already well under the way of providing that digital wallet to be able to access age verification for all of the platforms that were in front of our Oireachtas committee today. As far as I'm aware, the Chief Information Office is actually running a pilot with children under 16 and over 16 to ensure that that age verification works. But the Commission is adamant that by the end of this year, every single member state has to have the ability so that platforms can verify through the wallet what age a child is, whether they're under 16 and over 16. But the issue isn't simply about access to social media, if I'm to be really honest with you. And it's very difficult to disagree
okay.
with anything.
Sorry,
that
my misunderstanding, that's what I thought it was in relation to. I didn't think it was actually a done deal at this stage. But go on, explain. What actually is the issue?
So I think the issue isn't just about access. And when I meet people like the Children's Rights Alliance or Eurochild, who had an event on this in the morning or this morning, they warned that a blanket ban isn't enough alone to keep kids safe, because our kids are very clever and they find back doors and side entrances and, you know, use their big sisters or their big brothers' age verification to get access to it. What we need to do is to address the addictive design, the unsafe algorithms, the loot boxes, the unlimited time access, like all of the things that Rory has just said. And actually, totally coincidentally, Shane, Commissioner McGrath was in front of the IMCO committee this morning, and he will address all of those issues in the Digital Fairness Act that we will see the heads of BID probably by September, October this year. So we're no longer going to let, you know, companies come in front of committees to say, oh, we're doing our best, we're doing our best. We're going to have rigid rules to make sure that we can actually hold them to account and make somewhere that should actually be entertaining, educational, informative, not just for our children, for everybody, safe. Because in the kind of the real world, if we had a playground and the slide was broken, we wouldn't shut down the playground forever. We'd get in, we'd fix the slide, and we'd open it back up again for our children to play. We need to make this environment, because the reality of today's lived experience is that a lot of what we do is lived on the online space, in the digital world. We need to make sure it's safe, and the laws that we need to enact have to be passed sooner rather than later. And just one thing to show you, that the EU, because sometimes we get criticised for being very, very slow and very, very cumbersome, the EU can act swiftly when it's needed. You saw what happened with Grok in January and February of this year, and rightly so, there was outrage. Last night, the review of the Digital AI Act was come to an agreement between the Council and the Parliament last night, and we've banned any AI act or app that can have nudifiers. We've banned child sexual abuse material from being able to be created online. So we can move when we need to move. But we are now in a sense of an emergency situation where we know, and not just with gut feeling, but with tangible evidence that our children are being harmed. We're being harmed, because we all know that you lose not only 20 minutes, but an hour when you sit on Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is. And that addictive nature needs to be addressed. And okay, all of the harmful practices that we do know exist need to be curbed by laws.
All right. Regina Doherty, Fine Gael MEP for Dublin. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.